from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me in the Catalyst studio is the founder, CEO, and CIO of ARK Invest, Kathy Wood. Howdy, neighbor.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome.
First day in the office.
Yes.
Yeah, very happy to be here.
Very nice. And your office is just over your left shoulder out the window.
I know.
Well, we're obviously just over the moon to have you in St. Pete. It's such an honor and real testament to where St. Pete is going that you chose to relocate here. And a lot of people would love to hear the story behind that. And so it's probably what I get asked the most. So I thought we could take a few minutes and dig in.
Sure. Okay. Well, you may know that one of my mentors, a professor from college, USC, Art Laffer, of Laffer Curve fame, he had been imploring me to look for a low tax state. Just the Laffer Curve is all about taxes, right? And basically says there is a point once you raise taxes, there is a point where when you raise tax rates, that your tax revenues actually fall. And so he's been focused. I've focused on that all my career. So we started the discussion that way, and he finally said, come down to Florida and have dinner with Governor DeSantis and his wife, Casey, and me, and a few other friends. And so I did. And I can tell you, the red carpet rolled out once I left that dinner, because Governor DeSantis understood that we could be very important to this state. And so he sent Jamal Sowell, who was at that time his, I believe he was chief of staff, or he was certainly had CEO of Enterprise Florida. And worked very closely with the governor. So he sent Jamal on our first trip to St. Pete. And Jamal kind of gave us a sense of how sincere the state was and really did want to help make the choice an easy one. So go anywhere, try any city. And we really focused on St. Pete. Didn't hurt that Jamal is from St. Pete. We focused on St. Pete and got very excited as we saw the community, saw that we could make a difference in this community. Unlike Miami, which the financial world is flocking to two places in Florida, Miami and Palm Beach. That was not our style. Our style, with a very young employee base, was to move to a city, very young and dynamic, but a city where we could actually make a difference and help shape it in some way, whether that's by attracting companies in the tech sector or attracting fintech companies or others in the financial services sector, others who are doing things differently in the financial services sector. We certainly are. We are disrupting the financial services industry in some small measure, and we'd love to bring more companies who are like-minded in terms of disruptive innovation.
That's great. So to say that another way, a lot of more established communities have sort of a defense infrastructure against that kind of innovation and that kind of thinking. And so you saw this sort of a blank page where you could really surround yourself with the kind of people who are looking forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the welcome we have received here has been astounding. I think everyone feels that, we can work together, everyone in St. Pete. I feel there's a lot of team building that we could do here. There's just a lot of people who also want to make a big difference for the city they love.
Yeah. And even though, we're known to have sort of a Midwestern temperament and sort of hospitality here, did you find the collaboration even more than you expected? I've always felt that St. Pete is unique and that people genuinely, what is competition, and maybe in New York, the opposite of that exists here.
I feel that's right. And As you may know, ARK Invest is a very collaborative company. We give our research away, whereas most financial services companies believe their research is their secret sauce, and they basically are. It is not open for free unless maybe you're a client. We really feel that. We're here to share our knowledge. And I feel that spirit here in St. Pete, just the friendliness, as you said, neighborliness, but also, you know, this desire to pursue innovative strategies. That has come through loud and clear in a way that I didn't expect before we got here, and much sooner than I expected. You may know that we are working with what I think now is called the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, mm-hmm. but will be called the ARK Innovation Center. And we would love to work with the city and bring that to life, really bring it to life, and incubate new companies in that space in the spirit of innovation. We also have been working with the educational system here. And again, that was inspired by Governor DeSantis's office. Go talk to Mike Grego, the superintendent of schools here in Pinellas County. He has a desire to bring more innovation into the school system here. See what you can do. And I founded something called the Innovation Foundation earlier this year. Just got our IRS status. And we have gone to Mike Grego and his deputies, and we're finding a really receptive audience. Now, we'll see what happens when we actually do some pilots, but our hopes are high there too. And that's very unusual. Most school systems, public school systems, will not allow the outside in.
Right.
We're feeling, you know, very welcome there.
That's great. And in that Innovation Foundation, you have a real passion for early childhood. I know you and Joe had mentioned that was a passion. Can you dig in some of your sort of vision for bringing that to St. Pete?
Sure. When we were starting, we thought, okay, if we're going to help with the school system, then that's K through 12. But in speaking to people in Governor DeSantis's office, the message came through loud and clear. No, you have to start at the toddler stage. Well, philosophically, we believe that. In fact, two of our three educators were heads of different Montessori schools that started at the toddler age, 2.5, 3 years old. And the belief there is the more time you spend with these wee little ones in their early years, the more of a chance you're going to give them to read at an advanced level by the time they get into K and first grade. And so philosophically, we're there. And that really did help us evolve our program, saying, okay, let's do this at the toddler stage, because that's when you can make a profound difference.
Sure. Yeah, both my children went to Montessori at about that age, and we were very happy with the results. It worked well. So you mentioned that you share your research, and just for fun, as much as anything, I'd love to hear some of the research about St. Pete that you did. So as you came in, obviously there were certain things you were looking at. You know, what were some of those things, and where did you see some opportunity? And then what were maybe some unexpected things that came out as you were sort of really digging into moving here?
Well, when we did our research and met the economic development people, both in Tampa and in St. Pete, we were very impressed at how much the city did have to offer. I mean, I don't think we knew, or I certainly didn't know as much about the cultural side of this city, how wonderful it is and prolific it is, and so a very creative city. And I guess that's what we mean. We felt so right here. The DNA, creativity and innovation go hand in hand, right? And so while it was lacking in terms of the commercial side of the you know, real businesses, as opposed to more tourist restaurants and hotels and so forth. I felt that the creative dynamic here was a perfect backdrop for a company like ARC, and that we could become a beacon and attract other companies. Because I don't think that part of St. Pete is well known. In fact, I would say many people, certainly in the tri-state area, when they hear St. Petersburg, as I did when I first heard the name of the city, I thought it was a retirement community. That in the 80s, maybe it might have been, maybe 80s, early 90s. But that has changed dramatically. I mean, I know there are areas around St. Pete that are still big in terms of retirement communities, Clearwater being one of them, perhaps. I feel the youth and the energy and the dynamism of St. Pete, that was unexpected. I did not expect that.
That's fantastic. And is it safe to say that, you know, when you look at your you know, your team and their age, that sort of the classic paradigm, a shift in that quality of life now makes the corporation versus just the straight raw corporate power?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. We did our offsite this year in St. Pete. Now, we're going to be a hybrid working organization, but judging from the offsite, I think over time, more and more people will want to be in St. Pete. We're going to move here, I guess, more than half of our office will move here within the next year. And I wouldn't be surprised if longer term it's 75%. You never know, because hybrid is actually, it's worked very well for us. So maybe we will have satellites all over the place. That seems to be the new way of doing business. But I think the quality of life here is exceptional and very inviting.
That's wonderful. So good to hear. And so, you know, you're known, and we'll finish up by looking forward a little bit, and you're known for analyzing your, you know, building your portfolio on a five-year horizon for companies. So what's the five-year horizon for St. Pete?
Five-year horizon, I think, much like many people have talked about the last 10 years, meaning Beach Drive didn't exist really before, 10, 15 years ago, which is astonishing relative to what we see now. I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot more high-rises with businesses and a much more balanced, I think, economy. But I think the leaders are going to be thoughtful about it, because quality of life is such an important reason for moving here. So I hope that becomes a good balance. But I think if building out commercially here is going to, from a fiscal point of view, create a virtuous cycle, I think the quality of life will be top of mind, and the city will be able to afford both.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, very much enjoyed the conversation.
Likewise,
appreciate you stopping
Joe.
By. And
thank you. Thank you very much. Another warm welcome. So thank you.
From stpcatalyst.com.